25, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! 101-yard return!
When you catch fire and when you get hot, anything in the world can happen.
Take 60 minutes to play every play.
He's going to score! T.Y. Hilton stretching the 70 yards on the touchdown throw from Luck.
I think we improve every week, you know, guys. You know, just continue to, you know, keep fighting, fighting, fighting.
That's the approach that we've been taking this entire year.
Pump fake, he's going to run. Touchdown, his fourth of the year. Ties a Colts record.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Practice was a lot different today. First of all, it was indoors. That strange stuff that came out of the sky for the first time in it seems like 2 months. Rain forced everybody inside today. And it was a good workout, but there were some nicked up players by the end of the day. So let's run down the Colts injury list as it stands right now. Not participating at all today. Dwayne Allen for the second straight day. The same with Cavell Connor. He missed again today. David Reed also. Those three have missed each of the 2 days of practice. A new did not practice today was Jarrell Freeman. He was nicked up very, very late in the practice yesterday. He has a quad. Didn't practice today. Limited today, Eric Walden with a hamstring and Vic Ballard with a knee. And full participation again for the second day in a row. And it's good to see this is Pat Anger. He was actually running an awful lot of laps during practice today, just getting back in. He wants to play so badly that he's ready to do just about anything and practice very, very well today. It says a different team with a different kind of offense coming in this week, the Miami Dolphins. You don't necessarily have to worry about Ryan Tannehill running outside, although if he's given the chance and doesn't have anybody open, he, like any other quarterback, will do what he can do to pick up yards. But Greg Minuski, the Colts defensive coordinator, talked about the difference in trying to stop Ryan compared to Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, he's a little bit, but he could still run, you know. He's a guy that still feels the pocket, and he has a good pocket sense, and he'll roll out of there like he did last year against us a couple of times. But, you know, from the sense, Pryor was a little – he was pretty big. I didn't know he was that dang big, but, you know, and he was fast, too, and he was quick. But, you know, it was fortunate for us that we came out of the game with a win, but you know, he's a good quarterback.
Ryan Tannehill has a couple of very, very good receivers he can go to. One is Brian Hartline. Hartline is a kind of receiver player who can break it and go all the way. Last week, he had 144 yards in reception. Mike Wallace only caught one pass. He's the home run hitter. It was good for 15 yards. And Minuski talked on how the Cleveland Browns were able to take Wallace out of the game last week.
I think a little bit, you know, you know, what Cleveland did, you know, sometimes they rolled up on him and tried to take him away. You know, it was very similar to what kind of Oakland did with Reggie last week against us. You know, you're trying to take away that best receiver. But, you know, we got to do that as well. There's a time he's a productive player. He gets up the field. He's a deep threat. So we got to get in his face and make sure we reroute him and have somebody over the top of him because he could beat double coverage at times and single as well.
Pep Hamilton, the offensive coordinator, talked about a lot of things. Remember the game against Oakland. The Colts scored on their first two drives and on the last one. Pep thinks the execution needs to be 60 minutes long.
We got to continue to execute, of course, but we got to specifically just eliminate the negative plays, be it a penalty, a tackle for a loss, even an incompletion for that matter. We're built to stay ahead of the chains and try and keep third down as manageable as possible. And third, in shorter yardage situations with a mobile quarterback like Andrew puts a lot of pressure on the defense, and as well as we can still dial up some run plays in those shorter yardage third down situations. So, you know, we got to stay on schedule, eliminate the negative plays.
One of the things the Colts wanted to accomplish was more of a matched offense, pretty much the same number of offensive plays on the running game and the passing game. Last week it was close. Counting the sacks, the Colts attempted to pass 27 times. They ran the ball 26. Pep says it's his responsibility to balance that up.
We got to do whatever we see fit to move the chains and score touchdowns. And we got to feature our playmakers. And we don't just consider our skilled players to be playmakers. You know, Andrew, he has a big duty and responsibility in the run game as well, just making sure that we get to the right play. And then ultimately, we've always talked about setting up our passing game with the run game and vice versa. And I feel like we were able to do that in our first game.
Colts beat Miami last year 23-20. It promises to be a somewhat similar game this week. Both teams are extremely good. Both teams coming off a win. And both teams are in the market for a playoff spot this year in the AFC. When we come back, we'll hear from Ryan Tannehill and Joe Philbin on how they view Sunday's game, Miami against the Colts.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your little league coaches, the first to volunteer, people you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors, part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future, putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry, skilled and principled, union by choice.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamy sent you.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch. We're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site. And that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
What's up? It's Pat McAfee for More Restoration. If you've ever had an unexpected fire or flood, you know exactly what it feels like to be standing on your own goal line facing a rough and tough defense when it's fourth and long. When you feel like punting due to a fire or flood, don't kick with a company you've never heard of. Call the company the pros call. Call the company I called. Call More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts. I've had my pals from More Restoration and Mikasa, and you shouldn't think twice about having them to yours. More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts, and number one. No, Pat McAfee.
Welcome to the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Now, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy, live from the Taco Bell studio.
Welcome back to the show. Last year when these two teams met, a pair of young rookie quarterbacks looked anything but rookies. Of course, our own Andrew Luck had a big game. He threw for 433 yards, a couple of touchdowns, no interceptions. Ryan Tannehill, on the other side, had equally as good a game. Both are facing each other for the second time around. And Ryan, thinking back on last year's game, thought it was very competitive.
It was a really, really competitive game. You know, I think that's what I remember most about it. It came down to the wire. And I think that they did a better job at the end of the half and at the end of the game of performing when crunch time was there. You know, we didn't do a great job of finishing when we had the ball. I think we had a first and 10 at the 50. And needed a field goal. So I'd like to say we were able to get a field goal 9 times out of 10 right there, and that was our one time. But that's something that we learned from, and we move forward. And we're looking forward to another competitive game.
Ryan, like a lot of other quarterbacks and teams around the league, has found Lucas Oil Stadium is a very, very hard place to play.
It's definitely a loud place to play. You know, I think that especially with the close game, everyone's amped up, and it makes it more fun. It's more difficult to communicate. Has to be clear at the line of scrimmage, be loud, and communication up and down the line has to be great. But it's an element that it's fun to play in, and hopefully we can overcome that loudness and use our communication well.
You fans will see a fellow that you're used to seeing in the Colts uniform Philip Wheeler, one of their linebackers, played here, started the career, actually was one of the very first players to start a game at Lucas Oil Stadium, and he looks forward to coming back.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little emotional. I actually opened up that stadium. When I played the first game in it. It was a preseason game when it was first opened, and I actually started that game. And I feel like it's kind of like partly my home, my stadium, you know what I'm saying, since I opened it. No disrespect to the team or anything, nothing like that. But just I feel like part of that stadium.
The Colts, we talked about them trying to be a balanced offense, but they also like to get everybody involved. For example, last week, T.Y. Hilton only had 3 catches for 20 yards. There were reasons for it. The Colts could run the ball. Reggie got off to a great start. He wound up with 8 catches, 96 yards, and 1 touchdown. Well, the head coach, the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin, who formerly was at Green Bay, talked about the Colts offense and how talented it is.
Well, they have one of the best players of the last decade, obviously, or 12 years. I'm not sure exactly how long. He's very, very productive. He catches the football extremely well. He finds a way to get open. They've added speed, and he's looking like Hayward Bay. He looks like he's playing very well. Ty Hilton's explosive as well. They've got 2 good tight ends, young, athletic tight ends. And he throws the ball to his running backs. It's a formidable pass game. There's no question about it.
Joe Philbin saw it up close and personal last year. The Colts beat the Packers here at Lucas Oil Stadium as well. Dwayne Allen, who is still nursing an injury, didn't practice today. We've already gone through the injury list. He talked about all the weapons that Miami has on defense.
They have some talented, talented defensive linemen and linebackers. They have a very solid defense in its whole. But Cameron Wake is one of the best pass rushers in this league. A guy who I feel like is underestimated because he's down there in Miami and people don't see him a lot because of his team situation. But he's a very talented guy. Oliver Vernon, the first year starter on the other end, another high motor, high energy, very talented rusher. And those guys in the middle are dump trucks who move people out of the way. So we have a large, large task on our hands this weekend.
That's Dwayne Allen, and that's it for the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5, 1070 The Fan.
Tales are told about a mighty maple tree. It's been struck by lightning so many times, Mother Nature's given up. Every night it charms the stars into new constellations. It's dulled the blade of every lumberjack foolish enough to try. And its character has inspired a flavor just as original. Crown Royal Maple. Whiskey started. Maple finished. Crown Royal Maple Flavored Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
The Indianapolis Colts are excited to announce our brand new official fan clubs. Fans of all ages can look forward to special events and exclusive benefits for members only. Our new and improved fan clubs include the Colts Kids Club, the Blue Ladies, and the Colts Fan Club. Don't miss out on the exciting opportunities these clubs have to offer, including exclusive gear and discounts. Log on to Colts.com/fanzone to register today. That's Colts.com/fanzone. Become a Colts Fan Club member today.
The Indiana American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the Hoosier State. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We're their voice when they feel no one is there to help them. We have always been there to ensure they receive the help and benefits they deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. Contact the Indiana American Legion online at indianalegion.org or call 888-723-7999. Find out how you can join us as we continue to serve America.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
You are the ultimate Colts fan. And now from 2020 Institute, the official LASIK provider of the Colts, you can see every sweet, sweet victory in crystal clear high definition. Choose 2020's Lifetime LASIK Assurance Plan by September 30th and get a free 50-inch HD TV and $1,000 off LASIK. For details, call 317-2020-NOW or visit colts.com/2020. LASIK has risks and benefits. Results may vary. Discuss with a doctor before having any procedure.